Heikigonroku, the Blue Cliff Record, Case 77. A monk asked Unmon, "What are the words that transcend Buddhas and ancestral teachers?" Unmon said, "Sesame cake." Before I get it, forget it. The house leaders have asked me to announce that the current crop of coconuts on the coconut tree is ripe and they are starting to fall. We will take care of this matter after session, but meantime, please stay out from under the coconut tree. You might get enlightened. Your practice after that is problematic. Okay. Here we have more sparks to light your Dharma candle from Unmon. There are many, many such in his oeuvre. A collection, incidentally, that is much more full than that of any other teacher. Because Kōrin, the disciple who was tired after sitting so long, whom we met yesterday, disobeyed his old teacher, who did not want any of his words recorded, and secretly jotted down everything that the teacher said on his inner or under paper robe. You can imagine the difficulty. No such things as ballpoint pens in those days. He had to have a portable little ink pot and a brush and surreptitiously note down the key words so he could write them out later. Among those sparks, a monk asked, "When you kill your father and mother, you repent before the Buddha. When you kill the Buddha and the ancestors, where do you turn to repent?" One monk said, "Exposed." A monk asked, "What is the treasure eye of the true Dharma?" Unmon said, "Universal." A monk asked, "What is the pure and clear Dharmakaya?" Unmon said, "A flowery hedge or flower fence, as we translated in our Sangha." Remember that Chinese is a monosyllabic language, one syllable per word. So exposed would come out in one syllable, and so would universal. Flowery hedge, as difficult as that is to render, would come out in two short syllables, like sesame cake. Sesame cake conjures up something different for us if we are not informed than it was intended, because it is really more like a cookie, a big cookie, or a cupcake made out of sesame rice and sweetening. It occurred to me that when I was little, very little, and extra sensitive to words, that I liked food because of its name, whatever it was. And the more interesting the name, the better I liked the food. It is the word here, or words, you see, that transcend the Buddhas and ancestors. I liked angel food cake. I thought that was a wonderful name. I don't like it now. Yes. It tastes like foam rubber to me. Sweet foam rubber. Another one I liked was apple tapioca. How I would love to repeat those words. Apple tapioca. The context of Unmon's retort was an occasion when he sat on the high seat and delivered himself of these words before his assembled disciples. When a single word is presented, the 1,000 differences are attuned, including the most minute particles. Yet, this is just an explanation of teaching method. As Zen students, how do you do it? If you take the Buddha's meaning and the ancestors' meaning and haggle about them, the road of Zen sinks away. Is there anyone who can speak? If you can speak, come forth. A monk stepped forward and asked, "What are the words that transcend the Buddhas and ancestral teachers?" One monk said, "Sesame cake." The monk asked, "What's the connection?" One monk said, "Clearly there's some connection." And he continued, "You shouldn't consider that you have it. When you hear someone talk about the founding teacher's meaning, then you ask about the principle beyond Buddhas and ancestors. But when you do that, what do you think Buddhas are? What do you think ancestors are?" You ask about escaping from the world, but it is the world that enables you to see. What seeing, hearing, feeling are there to hinder you? Why do you want to transcend it, in other words? Can't you use form and sound to understand? Isn't there a bowl? That is to say, an upaya, a skillful means that you can use? On what basis do you establish differentiation? In other words, on what basis do you establish differentiation except by worldly things, worldly utterances? Those ancient sages can't do anything for you, though they extend themselves to save the many beings. If you persist in wanting to transcend them, in other words. Even if they say the whole body is entirely real, that in everything we see the essence, you don't get it. What is there to be concerned about? Why do you want to transcend the world? And when I say that, this has already buried it. And Engo, the one who makes comments in the Blue Cliff Record, said, if you can understand this, you can acknowledge the sesame cake. We learn, we study, we are realized by metaphor. What is metaphor? Goso said, donkey shit is like horse shit. Engel comments on Goso's remark and says, this is what Yoka Daishi, that is to say, the author of the Shodoka, said, just take hold of the root and never mind the branches. And Engel comments on Yoka Daishi and says, first get the root right, then naturally when the wind blows, the grass bends down. Naturally when water flows, a stream forms. More Engo. Observe how this monk asked, what is talk that goes beyond Buddhas and ancestors? And Unmon said, sesame cake. There's a type of person who says, Unmon saw the rabbit and released the hawk, and thus he said, sesame cake. If you take such a view, that cake is talk that goes beyond the Buddhas and ancestral teachers, how can there be a living road? In other words, Unmon is not being managed by the question. Unmon's sesame cake is the same as Tozan's 3 pounds of flax and Kossan's I know how to beat the drum. Kossan, in case 44 of this Blue Cliff Record, is asked a whole series of questions by a monk, and to each question, he responds, I know how to beat the drum, in Sino-Japanese, kaidaku, very succinct, sparks. though he just said sesame cake, its reality is hard to see. And again, Ingo says, followers of Zen these days say, when you go beyond the Buddhas and ancestors, you are trampling both Buddhas and ancestors underfoot. That's why Unmon just said to him, sesame cake. If it is sesame cake, how does this explain going beyond Buddhas and ancestors? Try to investigate this thoroughly and see. This case appears also in the Book of Serenity, the Shoryoku, whose editor remarks, a monk asked Unmon, what is the talk that transcends Buddhas and ancestral teachers? And Wanshi says, the question is too lofty. Too lofty. Unmon says, sesame cake. Wanshi comments, the sole topic of the 49 years of the Buddha's teaching. There's something I didn't copy down, excuse me. Yes. Zen travelers asking about transcendent talk are especially numerous. This is a quote from Setcho's poem that's attached to this case. Followers of Zen are especially fond of asking about this saying, talk that goes beyond Buddhas and ancestral teachers. Haven't you heard? Unmon said, all of you carry a staff across your shoulders. Understand the meaning of that? Carrying a staff across your shoulders like this. And say, I am immersed in Zazen. I am studying the path, and then go looking for a truth that goes beyond Buddhas and ancestors. But I ask you, during the 24 hours of the day, when walking, standing, sitting, and lying down, when shitting and pissing among the vermin in a roadside privy, when at the counter of the butcher's stall in the market. Where is the truth that goes beyond Buddhas and ancestors? Let those who can speak of it come forward. If there isn't anyone who can, then don't stop me from acting in this way. Then Unmon went down from his seat. A single spark lights your Dharma candle. This spark does not come from the great beyond, whatever that is. Ripeness is all. Sesame cake. Okay.
for that monk lying there on the floor. What would you say there as you lay on the floor and heard that ultimate challenge? Attendant, come drag this fellow out of here. Well, in Christian terms, Hail Mary, full of grace, the other man, full of grace, and a man of greater grace. Or maybe in Buddhist terms, Naman, Nama Dhamma, Nama Dhamma, Nama Dhamma, Nama Dhamma, Nama Dhamma. Dead, completely dead. Yes. But instead, he gets up and runs out. Maybe a little vitality there. But Yaksan is not satisfied at all. He says, "You're a fellow playing with a mud ball. Nasty mud ball of enlightenment. Is there no limit? Oh, disgusting." So, such your comments. This monk lived for 3 steps, but he might die in 5 steps. Yes. It's a bit like Nansen and his advice to Myoku, when Myoku is not able to hold his ground, so to speak. Your action is like the movement of the wind. Finally, it will perish. When you have some intimation, a little intimation, maybe one or two responses thereafter will be okay, but ultimately you cannot answer and you must start again. You must really die to yourself. The monk showed he was not really dead. He didn't have the spirit of the one in the earlier story who could say, "That is the arrow that kills. What is the arrow that brings life?" A little inkling of mu. And you can respond a little to probing questions. Forget about great death and great life here. These are maybe too grandiose and bring expectations too high. Just be clear. What is mu? What is mu? And then you're all right.